This is New England Public Radio News. A public school in Holyoke, Massachusetts, has something new to help students learn. It's not on a chalkboard or in a book. It's on the floor. New England Public Radio's Alden Bourne reports. You can
start right now. At the H.B. Lawrence School, five first graders are guided across designs on the floor of a hallway. First, big, boldly colored dots with the letters of the alphabet. Then onto a hopscotch, and soon lily pads the kids need to jump between. It's called a sensory walk and takes up to 3 minutes to complete.
In the beginning, the students start off slow.
Behavior specialist Alyssa Izzo says there's a logic behind it all.
And then they get a little more active by doing the jumping and the hopscotch and frog leaps. And then the students actually get back down where they're slowing down, where they're crossing that midline of that road that they have to follow, and it calms their body down.
Touching and moving can be particularly helpful for kids with ADHD and sensory issues like autism. The walk was the idea of Allison LaRue, who says she'd heard about the sensory walks being used at other schools around the country. She's a social worker who helps students with social and emotional disabilities, but says the walk is for all students.
Sometimes kids are in the classroom and they're feeling fidgety and they're needing to get up and move, because sometimes kids really have, you know, little kids have a lot of energy, and we have recess once a day, but it's only for about 15, 20 minutes. It's typically not enough.
First grader Jelena Santos may not grasp all that's behind the new designs on her school's floor, but she's a fan.
It's cool because the lily pads, you could pretend you're a frog.
The Holyoke School District says it's measuring how long it takes preschool students to settle down and be ready to learn without and with the sensory walk. With a walk costing under $100, the district says, it plans to bring it to other schools. For New England Public Radio, I'm Alden Bourne.